is a project management audio boo in relation to testing. And the way we learned it in our lecture was kind of relating to software and programming and web design and things like that. That wouldn't really be the area that I'm interested in, but I was really interested to learn about the different types of testing because we do a lot of kind of programming projects involving ActionScript and PHP and HTML. So although it isn't, we'll say, the area that I'm most interested in, I kind of feel like it's the area that I kind of need to pay attention to because I will have to be testing the projects and the environments and things, so it's handy to just learn and be able to know it. So I'll just go through some of the different types of testing. Unit or component testing is testing the smallest runnable parts of software in a real world environment. Browser compatibility is obviously to make sure that the website looks the same on a range of browsers, you know, including Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, Opera, all the main browsers. Then there you have your user scenarios and user story testings, which you will get from your client or yourself, depending on whose idea the project is, and you'll just have to test them out and make sure that they are all functioning and proper. Performance testing, just make sure that the response time of your system is actually acceptable from the point of view of the end user, which is kind of a web-based one. Security testing is just to make sure that your site or your application can't be hacked into by malicious users. Integration testing, just to make sure that all your components work together, that your PHP and your HTML work well together, and that this isn't full of bugs. Accessibility testing, you would use your W3C guidelines just to make sure that you're compliant with their standards, and you know that means that the pages will be displayed on all browsers. Then loader stress testing, which is you can use applications to kind of simulate heavy traffic to a site just to make sure that your server is up to it and it's not going to crash. Database testing, you would check your normalization, you'd look at your tables to make sure there are no redundant ones, make sure everything is optimized. Let me see, localization, repeat the test in every language version of the project. That's in case, you know, you were working with a German team and you want to make sure that your code will work with their code. Validation testing is just basically using the W3C validators again just to check their code against their standards. User acceptance testing is an important one because you want to make sure that the user is actually able to use the website or the application and that, you know, that it's easy for them and that they can do it on instinct, that they don't need to be reading a user manual just to even use the app, that they can just do it on instinct, which is, I think, really important. Then you're going to have your alpha and beta testing. Alpha testing is when your app or your site is nearing completion, and then beta is kind of on completion, but you know, you'll still be making little changes here and there to it. That's usually done by external testers. So like you'll usually make your site available or your app and kind of get feedback from your users and see how it's going and then make changes as you need to. And that's mainly testing.